Argument against Regional Measure 3. Regional Measure 3 would raise bridge tolls another $3, or 60% on most bridges. That's on top of the 12-cent gallon gas tax and increased auto registration fee added this year. The Golden Gate Bridge is not included in the toll increase, but this measure will make it easier for toll hikes on, quote, our, end quote, bridge. Will the billions in toll hikes improve your commute? No, many of these projects only make traffic worse in the long run. Many promised projects won't get built due to cost overruns. The Bay Bridge was delivered 10 years late and $5 billion over budget, already resting. This project was overseen by MTC, the same agency now proposing Regional Measure 3. MTC's failure to respond to increasing traffic on the Richmond Bridge created massive backups affecting 580 and 101. Traffic is horrible now and has gotten a lot worse under MTC's watch. MTC tells voters Regional Measure 3 will, quote, reduce auto and truck traffic, end quote, but their own forecast states if Regional Measure 3 is implemented, traffic delays will increase by 44% in 2040. Regional Measure 3's plan won't reduce traffic because it just funds PORC, an unconnected compilation of local projects that politicians and developers in each county want somebody else to pay for. Less than a fifth of the dollars in Regional Measure 3 go to bridge-related projects. MTC is squandering millions of your dollars already. It spent toll funds to buy itself a shiny new $257 million office building nowhere near BART. Don't trust this unelected regional agency with more of your money. They're unaccountable and they will squander these toll dollars, just as they have in the past. Don't be conned by this agency willing to spend your dollars on its pet projects. Don't pile heavier burdens on commuters already struggling to pay their bills. Vote no on Regional Measure 3. Visit OCCUPYMTC.org and TRANSDEF.org. Signature David Schonbrunn, President, Transportation Solutions Defense and Education Fund, TransDef. Signature Mike Arnold, Economist.